Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you tonight. Hot diggity dog. The World Series starts tonight. And you know we got to talk about that. The Astros and the Braves are about to get it on
this
because
time,
they don't get along.
That's right.
That's man. Right. So we're going to talk about that and so much more. What's up, man? How are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this Trash Talking Tuesday?
Wowzy, woo.
That's right.
Who'd you trash?
I trashed Dodger fans today on Deadspin.com because, you know, they're sympathetic. They want the Dodgers to bring back Clayton Kershaw. And I'm like, let it go, Chris. He was great for the Dodgers. He used to be the ace. He used to be the best pitcher of our generation. Now you want him to come back as a fourth starter and get hit around like a rag doll. Like, seriously, why?
Well, what about bringing him back on the cheap? If you can get him on the cheap. You wouldn't even bring him back on the cheap?
No, I don't want to see him diminished in that role is what I'm saying. I'd rather just live with the highlights, which was Chris a year ago. Because remember, he didn't pitch in the playoffs this year.
Right.
A year ago, he won the World Series finally. That's what I want to remember about Clayton Kershaw.
Like, so he finally got there. In your mind.
Well, I mean, if he wants to go to he's from Dallas, suburban Dallas.
Don't you think it'd be worse if he goes somewhere else?
Yeah, but I don't think he'll be good. Is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying that from a Dodgers fan perspective, the guy won 3 Cy Youngs. He won a MVP. You know, like
a lot of people think he's the best pitcher of this generation.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Well, he had the lowest ERA and WHIP. You know, this Chris generation in the live ball era. So yeah, but I just think we've seen some of the raggedy part. And I don't know if you want to see him in his demise. That's all.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that, the Major League Baseball World Series, and much more over the next 3 hours. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. One of our favorite guests, Ephraim Salaam, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Yes. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in the house. Yesterday, we made do with bad Donnie Brown, who did his thing, but it's good to have
Don
DJ
Fishing.
Alex the Vegan.
Well,
back.
At least Don got here early enough for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon's show. So, I mean, we're happy about that.
Super producer Rob G is in full effect. And on the updates, David Gascon.
Come on, Chris.
Second.
Why does a brother got to be late to the radio show? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
I know.
Look at Chris. He'll have nothing to say. CP time, right? I don't know. All right, here we go, Rob.
We love Don Brown now. You know I'm just playing.
Right. Let's do it. So let's talk. Game starting in what, an hour or so. You've got Atlanta, which even you know we had.
Most people are picking the Astros.
Yeah, right? I've got the Astros in 6.
We actually talked, Rob,
to John Smoltz this morning on First.
Oh, yeah,
Smoltz.
Okay.
Obviously, he's with hoping the Braves can win it. But even talking to him, I mean, the Astros are a real awesome team. I mean, they got the best
on paper, they're the best team.
Yeah. So why are you going, like you said, Rod Allen went with Houston. Why are you going with the Braves?
Now, I want to say this. If Dusty wins, I'll be happy for him because he's like a legendary figure in baseball, Chris. One of the best managers who's never won. So I wouldn't be mad.
Is he already a Hall of Famer manager?
I think he is because
he's won the winningest. Yeah.
Right, but he won the division this year. So now he's won a division with five different teams. Nobody's ever done that. Like, not just make the playoff, win the division.
Yeah.
So that separates him.
I think he is. But this will seal it.
Oh,
this will seal it. Yeah.
This would be it. And Dusty 72, Chris, you know, like, time is ticking, even though Tony La Russa is like 92, but you know my point is.
Hey, you were hating on La Russa, man. He did a good job this year.
Did they make the World Series? Oh, okay. No, I'm
they made
that.
The playoffs.
No, I got it. I got
you
it.
You got to give him a little love.
They made it the World Series. They made the playoffs the year before without him, too. That's a good team that he picked up. But that's fine. It was better than I thought it would be, Chris. It was. But in Dusty's case, if he were to win, wouldn't be mad. Here's why I'm picking the Atlanta Braves. They shouldn't be here. On paper, they're not.
That's great.
No, I'm just.
So if the Jets somehow rebound and make the Super Bowl, you picking them?
If the Jets made the Super Bowl, yes, I'm picking the Jets. And I'm going to bet so many shekels, that I don't know what I'll do with myself if I win. But no, I mean, from this standpoint, Chris, it's very seldom that you could lose your best player. And Ozuna was lost as well. We don't even talk about him, but I'm talking about Ronald Acuna Jr., Chris, who is a stud and a star in Major League Baseball.
Right.
They lost him in July. They made a lot of trades to rebuild the outfield and to retool this team on the fly. They won the division, Chris, probably a combination of the Atlanta Braves being good, but the Mets fading
horrible division, Philadelphia fading,
right? That's why they won
horrible
the division.
Division this year. Yeah.
Exactly. So they won that. But then they went up. Milwaukee had a great year. They beat Milwaukee. And then the Dodgers on paper should have easily, and Chris, even with the injuries and all the other stuff people want to bring up, which I'm not going to legitimize. I'm not going to let the Dodgers off the hook.
Well, because Atlanta's a prime example.
Yes, they had a ton of injuries. And here's the other thing, Chris. Those games were all close. Atlanta got the big hits. They walked off the first two games in their last at-bat. They didn't blow the Dodgers out like it was 10-2 and they had no shot. If that happened, then I would say, okay, yeah, you know, like the Dodgers just didn't have a shot. They didn't have their guys. They were in all those games. So they win the first two games on that last at-bat. The Dodgers storm back in game three, win that. Everybody thinks the tide has turned. And what do the Braves do? They storm back in game four with that big 9-2 victory. Chris, that's when I hooked into the Braves. And I'm like, this ain't the usual Atlanta Braves choking it down, you know, about to roll up into a ball and roll into a corner. I was like, they got something. And then the last thing I'm going to say, I'm going to turn it over to you. Game six against the Dodgers. Dodgers have second and third. The score is 4-2. Second and third, nobody out. And they got hitters coming up.
Right.
Pujols, Mookie Betts was the third guy in that inning. Souza, I think, was second in that inning. And they got a bullpen, Chris, with three hard-throwing left-handers who can come in. I don't care if you're batting right, left, switch hitter. They can get people out. And boom, 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 three strikeouts in a row, walked off the mound. And I just said to myself, this is different. This is not what I've seen from the Braves. So on paper, the Astros should win. They have the better team. They're battle-tested, Chris. They've won. They've been in the World Series three of the last 5 years, right? Won the division five straight years.
Right.
I mean, they've been to the ALCS, I should say, five straight years, World Series three out of five. Who can argue with the Astros? They're the better team. I'm picking Atlanta in six.
It sounds like you think that Atlanta is a team of destiny.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when your logic is, I'm picking Deontay Wilder. Why? He can't box. You clearly think they're a team of destiny. No. Look, Rob, there's no doubt that in baseball this could happen. I mean, the fact that, like you said, that they're here, you got to give them a legitimate chance. I'm going with the Astros because, as I said, they got the best offense in baseball. I mean, Rob, there isn't a weak link in that lineup. And you're right. I do think on paper, the one edge you can give the Braves is, I think, pitching.
Right.
And I think starting and bullpen. Yeah. Starting and bullpen. I think they've got the advantage there. But I kind of feel like these are two. You mentioned, you know, the Braves' resiliency and all that. I think both of these teams are like that. You know, I felt like the Astros World Series from 2017 should be taken away from him.
Right.
So I'm not like an Astros fan by any stretch of the imagination.
No, you're just looking at the two teams, right, and deciding based off of what they look like, not whether or not you want to punish them or you hope they lose. Because there are people in baseball America today, Chris, who are hoping that they lose.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they hate them.
I'm sure. But I have to admit, Rob, this is a team that is resilient from on the field, the way they play on the field, to wearing that dishonorable badge for the last few years, right? I mean, everybody thinking they're cheaters. We know they didn't go to the All-Star game, those that made the game,
because they
didn't want to
deal with it.
They have
four guys on the team, Chris. Nobody showed up.
Right. Like they've had to wear it. And like you said, much of baseball, if not most of baseball, pulling against them. And yet they continue to go out there and produce as well as any team in the league. And so, and Rob, I saw a number today that really knocked me off my feet. In the playoffs, the Astros have scored 67 runs.
Mm-hmm.
45 of them have come
outs.
With two outs.
Yeah, I know.
That is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying?
You know how hard it is to hit, especially with runners in scoring position and two outs, Chris. Two out knocks is the lifeline of a good team, because most people can't get hits with two outs.
Right. That's unbelievable. And so I'm going with the Astros. Let me ask you this. If the Astros win, and like you said, you won't be upset by that because of Dusty Baker, do they – the five straight ACLs, Rob, three trips to the World Series in these 5 years, one that will have been two World Series championships in these 5 years, do they become, at least in modern baseball history – and I mean mine, I'm talking about, you know, last 30, 40 years.
Right.
Are they one of the top teams in that period? I mean, do we have to really start giving them that?
No, you have to look at it. No, they've beaten the other good teams. You know, they beat the Dodgers. They beat the Yankees in the ALCS a couple times, Chris. They beat the Dodgers in the World Series. I mean, I don't know how you could look at it. The only thing that is a little different is 3 and 5 years. They never won back-to-back. Like, when you look at, like, the real dynasties and the best teams, like that Yankee team of the 90 with Jeter and Bernie Williams, Chris, you know, they won 3 in a row, 4 out of 5. Those are the really special, special teams. That doesn't take anything away. The Giants had a run like this, too, when the San Francisco won, like, 3 in 6 years or 3.
Right.
They won a World Series, didn't make the playoffs the next year. You know what I mean? And then came back and then won. So you look at that Giants run and you go, man, that was impressive, but they never won back-to-back. They didn't win 3 in a row. You start to look at other stuff, and I think the Astros have to win this one. If they lose, Chris, then I don't think it's that special.
No.
It wouldn't be
no
as
way.
Special.
No way. I mean, they're darn near viewed like we've started to view the Braves.
Right.
And the Dodgers. You know, you got there five straight times, or, you know,
ALCS
three times to the playoffs,
row,
and and you only won one. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think the thing, Rob, if they win it, the biggest factor that might keep them from becoming regarded as this all-time great team, again, at least over the last 30 years or so, would be the cheating scandal.
Right. No, it's a stain that ain't going away.
Right.
And, you know, we talk about it, Chris, all the time. There are a lot of people in NFL America who still despise the Patriots and don't give them their full due, right? Their full due. They understand what they did and that they won, but there's still that little like, I don't know. Did they cheat? How deep was the cheating? It doesn't allow people to embrace the Patriots 100%.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Would an Astros victory in this World Series solidify them as one of the best teams in the past three decades or so? Recent baseball history. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And with 14 championship races worth $31 million in purses and awards, the Breeders' Cup is 2 days of horse racing too big to miss. That's right. Learn more at BreedersCup.com/2021. That's right, BreedersCup.com/2021. Or bet now at TVG.com. We are talking World Series. The Atlanta Braves, Astros down in Houston for game one of the 2021 Fall Classic. We're taking your calls, 877-99 on Fox. And Chris, it'll be interesting to see where people are because you asked the question, if the Astros win, would you consider them one of the greatest teams, right, in recent times?
Right. And we all are, right. let me introduce the Breeders' Cup, Rob, because you already did it.
Yep, we're all good. All right, you ready to go? Let's go. Let's kick it off with Brandon in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Rob? I get first knock at this thing. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Yep.
But I live in Dallas now, but I'm from Houston, so lifelong fan of the Astros. So naturally, I do think that real baseball people, not just casual fans scattered across the country, would consider the Astros one of the best in recent decades. And for a lot of the reasons you guys touched on, you know, all the numbers, some of the gaudy numbers like the two-out knocks and things like right. that. And then you have five straight pennants. You know, pennants in baseball and going to the championship series is a lot bigger than most sports. So I think that weighs a lot,
to win your league. Oh, no doubt about it.
To win your league is huge, yeah. And then you add two rings in 5 years, and you look at these pre- and post-game shows, and I know this isn't the end-all, be-all, but look at how the ex-players talk about this lineup and these teams. You know, guys like Alex Rodriguez and Big Papi, they don't just gush over any good lineups, you know, the way they talk about these guys. You know, they get excited about
the lineup is crazy.
No, they're good.
They know special. These guys know special, yeah.
But let me ask you this, because you're an Astros fan, real quick. If they do lose, though, to the Braves, they get knocked off their perch. Like, you know, like.
No doubt.
I think they start to look like they're underachieving. Oh, we lost them. Right, Chris?
I don't know if I'd say underachieving. And like you said, I mentioned the Braves last segment, and they viewed as underachieving. Right. That Smoltz, Maddox, you know, Braves.
Glavin.
We took Glavin team. I wouldn't go there yet because it's only been five, right? I mean, the Dodgers have been to the playoffs, what, 9 straight years?
Right. They won a division 8 in a row. This was the first year they didn't win the division, right?
So I wouldn't go there yet with the Astros. If they get there a few more times after this year,
and don't win,
then I'd start thinking, okay, they just couldn't get it done. But I wouldn't go there yet.
All right, Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's happening? Obviously, the Astros knocked out your Red Sox up there. What's going on, Andre?
They did knock out the Red Sox, and they didn't do it. They didn't do it in a friendly manner. After we had that resounding game, there was nothing.
I know you're not gonna start talking about cheating because
I know. Look at Andre, Chris. He was all worked up. Did you hear that?
Right. All y'all up in the video rooms. And,
I know. Hey, come on now. What about that? that I watch or whatever. You know what the Red Sox be messing around with, Andre?
We're feeling good about ourselves, you know, and then those three
straight
games.
Nah, you had a good year.
You know?
You had a good year.
A good year, you know, rebuilding so on and so forth. But I can't say that the Astros will be one of the most dominant teams of the last three decades based off the fact of what happened in 2017. But more than that, listen, the San Francisco Giants have also won three World Series since 2010. The Boston Red Sox have won three World Series since 2007. And so there's other teams that have been consistent.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a specific team. You're talking about a span of 13 years. A lot of different players, you know what I'm saying? At least with the Red Sox, you are. I'm talking
indeed
about this group.
Right, he's
players
talking about the
Correa,
same group, Altuve,
right. Bregman, all those guys.
Like, there's a core, like the Yankees had a core, right?
Right.
The core four
exactly
that the Yankees had.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Wayne in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing
good,
great,
man.
You?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I talked to you the other day. I forgot to tell you, I'm about 10 miles from R.J. Bell's hometown in Eastern Ohio.
Is that right?
What part of Ohio is he from?
The same dog track that he used to go to, I go to now on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, you're the one in Eastern Ohio near West Virginia, right?
You got that, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
What you were talking about, I think the baseball doesn't compare to the football. The football, you know, the Patriots dynasty began with when they cheated the poor old Raiders in Tuckgate. And baseball's always been a game that where a little bit of espionage and cheating's going on. it's never been that way in the NFL. You know, the Patriots are by far the worst cheaters in the world. Yeah, you know, the Astros may have bent the rules a little bit, but you know what? That's a little bit of gamesmanship. Appreciate you guys taking my call.
Right. Thank you, Wayne. And you know, I know what he's talking about, Chris, when he says espionage a little bit. You know, like trying to get an upper hand. If you got a man at second base, can you get the sign?
Right.
If I put my hand on my hip, that means a curveball's coming. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what you're trying to do.
I got no problem with.
You know,
that's
like, that's a part of the game.
So many different signs, right?
And the catcher is supposed to put his glove, Chris. He's supposed to kind of cover it so that people can't steal the signs like that. But when you use technology, I think that's where they cross the line, where people say that's straight up cheating.
Well, because when you're doing it at second base, or if I can figure out the third base, you know, coach's signs or whatever, we all can do that, or at least we all have an opportunity to, right? Because there's with technology, my technology might be better than yours. You know what I mean? So now I have an advantage. So I think that's the difference. But maybe, Rob, we've talked about in baseball and asked, why is the punishment for PEDs so much worse in baseball? Maybe this balances it out a little bit where, you know what I'm saying? If you cheat in baseball, it's not quite viewed as negatively as if you cheat in another sport. I don't know. I mean,
it's weird, though.
Could that
balance
it out?
It is weird because we've seen NFL players get busted, come back, Chris, after
a
four-game suspension. Nothing.
Right.
Like,
you don't
absolutely
even remember
who
was busted a year ago.
You know what? And there's about at least five or six players every year that get busted. Like,
right.
Easily.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Ephraim Salam joining us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our next guest is one of our favorites, the always outspoken, if often wrong, but still outspoken, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, our man, former NFL offensive lineman, Ephraim Salam. What's up,
Ephraim?
Man? You know I'm just playing.
What's happening, y'all?
How you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Let's just get it going. All right. Are you ready to say the Kansas City Chiefs will not make the playoffs?
Yes. Where are you, Ephraim?
No,
because it's
ugly.
I'm
not ready to say that. I'm not ready to say that yet, but they're struggling. I'm not ready to say that. Because, look, you get another playoff seed, right? You get another game. So everything lends to them figuring it out eventually. But if Patrick Mahomes is still playing and they still got Tariq and Kelsey, you got to give him a puncher's chance.
But what's happened there? I mean, give me.
I'll tell you what happened.
What's happened?
bad habits. When you have someone as dynamic as Patrick Mahomes, sometimes you take your eyes off the little things, the little things that you've been able to get away with, not being able to stop anyone defensively, right? Being able to come back no matter what. Remember that run they made where they were down in every playoff game by double digits?
Down big. Right? Down big. Right? So that game that the Texans lost was ridiculous.
Those are bad habits that you've overcome. So your team gets lazy. You stop thinking and doing the little things, and you put yourself in a position to where, you know, when the other shoe drops, you're where you are now.
Let's go. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I just want to get to there's one team struggling, but another team. Obviously, I didn't think the Lions would beat the Rams here in Los Angeles. At least they covered the 17.5 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Jared Goff would throw a pick when they were in position to try to maybe upset them. But anyway, my point is they're 0-7 now. I don't think they should be 0-7. Even the Jaguars have won a game. What is wrong there? Is this a new coach rebuilding? What are you seeing? Why are the Lions in this spot yet again?
It's the culture, man. I played in Detroit for 1 year, and it didn't feel like the NFL. It really didn't.
Mm, wow. What'd you think? You were in minor league
pro or something, huh?
It just wasn't the same, and I'm talking about all aspects of it. Like those guys have been in the league, Jeff Backus and Dominic Raiola, all those guys have been in the league for so long, and they've never experienced winning. So it was just like they were just going to work. They had all the hard work of being in the NFL and none of the payoff. Right. You know, two of the greatest players at their respective positions retired early from there. There's a reason for that.
Right, that's a good point. I am not one, and I think Rob is with me on this, Ephraim. I don't feel like just because you drafted a quarterback in the first round that he's got to start right away.
No.
At this I guess you might as well, leave Justin Fields in there, But
he don't look like he's
ready. Is he an example of like, look, this is getting out of hand. He's not ready, and everybody was like forcing him to go ahead and play him.
Well, yeah, they're so thirsty for a quarterback, the quarterback solution there that, you know, sometimes you can jump the gun. And everybody doesn't come in like an Andrew Luck or an RG3 or Deshaun Watson or Russell Westbrook.
Wilson, yeah.
Russell Wilson. With that said, you know, that's what the litmus test is. Everybody thinks that if they draft a guy that early, then – that's what's supposed to happen. And every player develops at a different time, and pushing them out there too early, it could be a detriment, period.
Would you stick with him? Or do you think some people feel like his confidence could be shaken for a long time if he keeps this up? Or like, what would you do with him?
Well, at this point, you can't go back. That's the problem. When you force him out there, you do more damage by taking him off the field.
Right.
Let's go to the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan. I know he's from a football royalty family, and his dad, and blah, 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 and he's the offensive genius. And even though he's choked down two Super Bowls, people love this guy. And they're not winning in San Francisco. What is it now? They lost. Is there a trade here? Has this happened?
About
Shanahan and them not winning there. What's the deal on that?
The injury is a mother. Nobody in the league the last couple of years have had more injuries, or guys unavailable than the 49ers. And it just does something to you to your psyche, even if you're the greatest play caller. If you don't have the quarterback or the running backs or the receivers healthy or your defensive stars healthy, then what are you left with? Literally, what are you left with? And that's a situation which is, you know, terrible for the 49ers, but it's just look at their injury reserve for the last 2 years. It's been crazy.
Right. There's a report that just came out from SI, Chris. Go ahead and read this, and let's get your take on this.
This is from SI.com's Barry Jackson. Houston Chronicle reports, from the Houston Chronicle reports that the Dolphins and Texans have agreed on trade terms for Deshaun Watson, but the Dolphins want his legal issues resolved before consummating the deal. What? Chronicle suggests Ross wants clarity from Goodell on length of potential suspension. Do you have a thought on this? I mean, this whole Deshaun Watson thing. And
this doesn't sound like a deal to me.
It sounds like they've just agreed to terms, but they haven't agreed to the trade. But
they want to know when they can use him, right? I mean, his talent supersedes anything that he's going through. They just want to know when they can cash in on that talent. So,
right.
You know, that's up to the league and whatever the situation is. We have very little information about that. It's been very quiet on that front. But, you know, I mean, he led the league in passing last year. I mean, he is a top five quarterback when he's available. So the Dolphins are at the point where they're willing to just roll the dice.
Well, here's a quote go ahead, Rob.
From Goodell basically saying, quote, We don't have all the access to the information that the Houston police have and pride ourselves on not interfering with that. The process is ongoing, and we don't feel we have the necessary information to place him on the exempt list. So basically that's why he's in limbo, Chris, is that they don't have any information yet from the police.
It sounds like they could play him Sunday if they want, if they get him, if they go ahead with the trade.
If they get him, because he's not on that list. Optically, you know, if Miami's willing to go through whatever that is, optically, then, they can play him. Ephraim, can play him, hell. But if Miami get him, they can play him this weekend.
I thought, quickly, and we got about 40 seconds for your answer. I thought that Houston should have been playing him from day one. If I'm paying him, then you got to be available to play. Did you agree with that, or you think they did it the right way?
No, I think they did it the right way. It was too much going on with all of the things that were coming out about the cases and the different women. I mean, you can't do that. Houston's continually making missteps when it comes to things like that, and they just weren't willing to take that on the chin.
All right. That's all our right, man, Ephraim Salon. We appreciate the knowledge as always, brother.
Absolutely, brothers.
All right, breaking news, apparently in the NFL. We'll get into this and much more on the iCouple. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you, of course, by AutoZone. If you're dealing with a dead battery, head to the zone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering things such as free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, you know where to go. AutoZone, it's your battery solution and the number one battery destination in these United States of America. All right, Rob, we're going to get more into this Deshaun Watson
potential trade.
Yeah, potential trade. It seems like they've agreed to terms, but there's still some things to be worked out otherwise. But first, you got a little news from Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yes, sir. And it's not sponsored yet by Caesar Sportsbook, but it will be. Trust me. Shekel City. Rough night last night, Chris. One for three last night. Those damn Saints at the goal line.
I don't know that's going to get you sponsored, man.
Yeah, that's not good. But anyway, tonight, are you ready? If you want to jump in before the games kick off tonight, Dallas minus 11 against the Rockets. I know the Rockets had a big win or whatever, but I'm going to take Dallas in this game. Ooh. Dallas minus 11. Also, the Spurs, a pick'em game over the Lakers. No LeBron James. Take the Spurs. Pick the Spurs.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Spurs. Okay. That game is in San Antonio. Right. No LeBron. And then Denver lost to Cleveland last night. That was one of the games that I lost, Chris, on Shekel City last night. But I'm taking Denver tonight. I know it's back-to-back. Denver over Utah. Denver plus 7. They bounce back. That's a good team. I got Denver, you know, making up for last night's loss to the Cavaliers. There's
all right.
A little Shekel City. I'm not telling you to bet, but I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. That's our man, Rob Parker, with Shekel City. All right, Rob. So here's the deal. It looks like from the reporting that the Texans and the Dolphins have agreed on the terms, but Miami and Rob G, according to the Houston Chronicle, Miami is saying that they want Deshaun Watson to settle. Now, Rob, he's been adamant about not settling. But I don't blame the Dolphins here. Now, Roger Goodell has said today that they don't have enough evidence to put him on the exempt list. So it looks like you'll get him for this year. As soon as he joins your team, you could play him. Next year could be still in question if he goes to trial. And not and beyond, next year and beyond.
Well, they said they just don't have any information from the police yet. I don't know if
he's not really saying, yeah, I mean, here it is. We don't have all the access to that information that Houston police have and pride ourselves on not interfering with that. That process is ongoing, and we don't feel we have that necessary information to place him on the exempt list.
Right, so, but if they were to do something and Houston police were to...
They'd have to turn the information over.
Turn it over, right. That's what I'm saying. Like that's why I think Miami's saying, well, what's the deal? Like with the league, and what's the deal with you know what I mean, going forward? Because if you make the deal and pull the trigger, Chris, if they really desperate, really want them, they could have just said, we're just going to bite the bullet. What's the deal? We got it.
But
we
agree to it. I don't blame them. I think if I was going to make this type of trade, I would be wanting to say,
but the only problem is, I don't think the league can guarantee them anything, Chris. That's what I'm saying is, you can't get, what if they make the trade and the Houston police decide we're going to press charges, we're going to charge him with whatever. I mean,
well,
they can do it at any time.
But if he settles, and now, again, according to the Houston Chronicle, the Dolphins want Deshaun Watson to settle. And so if he settles, then, you know, okay, you might not get him this season if the league wants to put him on the exempt list, but you'd get him next year and going forward. Obviously, the Dolphins would sign up for that. But that's a big question mark, Rob, because he's been adamant about he's innocent, he's not settling. But, Rob, that's a tough decision.
We've heard a lot of people, Chris, say they won't settle, and then they realize, you know what, like, this ain't going to work out for me. Like, you might have to. Like, settling,
right.
I understand why people settle because
Agreed.
Sometimes, Chris, the cost of it, what could be in discovery, what could be revealed, you know
yep.
what I mean? Like,
yep.
what you have to go through. And
you could be found guilty even if you're innocent.
Yes.
Let's keep it real.
Yep. And the money you got to pay for the lawyers. You know, like it costs
right.
money. You think Rusty Harden is cheap? Chris, he's like one of the best defense attorneys.
He wants as much of Deshaun's contract as he can get.
Right.
I get it. And you know, look, obviously if you're accused of something like this and you know you didn't do it, you want to clear your name at all costs. But you're right. There are times when it just makes sense to settle. And this could be one of them, Rob.
And he's already taken a hit, not only the money he's lost, right? And Chris, he lost all of his endorsements. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, he's taking a bath in this
right.
thing.
Right. Even if he's found innocent, some people will still think he might be guilty. You know what I'm saying? So it might be a good move for him just to do it, get it past him. Obviously, Rob, this is a forgiving society in a lot of ways. He'll be forgiven and he'll move on. And as long as he delivers on the field, they'll embrace him. We got 2 hours left of the Odd Couple. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.